us.
Word them on 9-0.
Hold the line, please. Hello?
He's in the lounge.
Gus Wortham is on 9-0. Would you tell him,
please? Yes.
Thank you. And set the bill. Hold the line, Mr. Wortham, just a moment.
Okay.
Yes.
Is he on 9-0?
Yes, he is.
Gus?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I'm going up my State of the Union, but I want to tell you that we got that thing over here and got it signed this morning, and it's a fait accompli, and I tried to reach you, and they said you were traveling from Clayton, New Mexico. I talked to John and George about 10 minutes ago, and Jack is going to notify Albert, and you just forget you heard from me and let Albert tell you.
Oh, no. I want to hear from you, my friend.
Well,
I want to thank you.
You did it perfectly, and it couldn't have worked out better, and you always wise and in the background and doing things for all of us, and I think you helped him, and I know you helped me a great deal.
Well, it's a great pleasure, anything I could do, but you helped me a great deal. You always have, my friend.
Well, I'm never going to let you down if I know it.
You call me whenever you need me.
All right. Well, we got good answers to them, and there's one of them unhappy. They're kidding him over there, but we'll talk about that later when I see you. They told Albert one story, and then they told our boys that this would set off a chain that would run them around the world.
Well, you're mighty thoughtful to call me, Mr. President.
Yeah, we've got it worked out now, and I think it'll be a good thing for everybody.
And I think you've made a great, great supporter out of a fine younger man that will be valuable to the whole country.
Well, you talk to him and keep in touch with him, and I want you to listen to that State of the Union today.
Well, I'm going to.
Okay, goodbye. Say, Gus.
Yeah.
I got the budget down to 97.9.
I knew it wasn't going to be $100 million. Well, I tell you, I've seen a good many ranch people out here, and everybody out here in New Mexico is just enthusiastic for our new president.
Well, thank you, Gus. Thank you, my friend.
You would have pleased you. They were really outspoken.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you're enjoying that ranch life. That's what I like to do most.
You and I'll have to come out here sometime when you have a little breathing spell.
We'll do it. We'll do it. Goodbye.
Bye, President.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm better.